Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Youth Services Librarian Katie Dreyer at the Pella Public Library joins us on today's program to preview their 2016 summer programs. The unofficial kickoff is the reading logs that kids often come in for prizes later in the summer. Any changes with those, and really what are the details about those reading programs for folks who are hearing about it for the first time?
Yep, reading logs will be available on Monday, May 23rd. That'll be the first day you can pick up your reading log and start reading. Nothing has really changed with the reading log. We still have programs for the babies up to 2 years old, the Read to Me, which is those preschoolers that not reading on their own, and then kindergarten through fifth grade. And then we also have a middle school and high school program. So the unofficial kickoff will be May 23rd for the reading logs.
And then from there, you've got special summer programs once the kids are out of school starting in June. What are some of the regular, we'll talk about some of the special events in a second, but what are some of the regular programs that people can rely on every week that they can send their kids to if they're looking for something to do?
So on Wednesdays, we will have our K through fifth grade programming. And new this year is you will not have to sign up for those. In the past, we've always broken them down into two different age groups and required to sign up. This year, it's a little bit different with our theme being On Your Mark, Get Set, Read. So it's all about sports and different things like that, healthy eating and different things like that. And so we won't really necessarily have crafts that we have to prepare for. So this year there will not be a sign up. So that's something different and new. We will have our book to movie club for kids second grade to fifth grade. And that will require a sign up just so we know how many books to get. That will happen in June and July. The other program that will require a sign up is for those kids that are 4 years old and 5 years old to be able to come to a weekly program too. And that's a 3-week program in June. So that will require a sign up. And then we'll also have our story times and our tot times starting in June, which is different this year. We usually just offer that in July, but we're going to try something different and offer that in June. And then we'll offer it again in July. The dates and times are kind of different from our typical ones during the school year, just to try to fit that schedule in. So please refer to the calendar or ask any questions you might have about the story time schedule this summer.
What are some of the movies coming up and really what's behind Theater Thursdays this summer?
So Theater Thursday is something we started last year where families can come, kids can come with their sack lunch at 12 o'clock noon and eat in the meeting room, or if it's out great outside, you can feel free to eat outside also. And then about 12:30 we start a movie. The movies are G and PG rated, and if you want any information on the titles for that, you can contact us here at the library. But we will offer that on June 9th, June 16th, June 23rd, and then we'll offer it again in July, July 7th, July 14th, and July 21st. But it's a fun way for kids and families to come and just spend an afternoon at the library, just enjoying time.
And then special programs coming up, there are a couple of entertainers and some favorites returning to the library. Who are some of the big names that'll be coming in for entertainment through June and July?
Yep, so this summer we'll have Rick Eugene, our magician Rick Eugene, who has been here in the past. He'll be here on Friday, June 3rd at 3 o'clock. And then Pockets Full of Fun, which is out of northwestern Iowa, which is a puppet and a ventriloquist show, will be here on Thursday, June 30th at 3 o'clock. And then new this year, too, we will also have the Hansen Family Jugglers, who are out from northern Iowa also. And they are a family that juggles and also rides unicycles. So we're excited to have them, and they'll be here on Monday, July 18th at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then Dan Wardell from Iowa Public Television. We are lucky enough to have him making another stop on his reading road trip through Iowa. And he'll be here on Friday, July 22nd at 9:30 and 10:30. And all of those programs will be held in the Joan Kuiper Farver Auditorium at the Community Center. So just right next to the library, you can park in the library parking lot or street parking around there. And then to finish up the program, we'll also have a pool party on Friday, July 22nd from 7 to 8 at the Aquatic Center here in Pella. For those kids that finished any level of the program, they and their families are welcome to come and enjoy the fun of that.
And if they have any questions, stop right here.
Exactly. Yep. If you have any questions, please feel free to stop in the library and talk to me or drop me an email. You can find my email on the website, kdreyer@cityofpella.com.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.